Good morning. Clouds moved into interior New York and New England late yesterday and overnight, thanks to a disturbance pivoting through the Great Lakes and into the region. That is combined with an onshore flow around high pressure centered over the Canadian Maritimes, and the moisture from the Atlantic is leading to the thicker cloud cover and even a few spotty showers, but most of the showers not reaching the ground early this morning. So with a starting point in the 40s and 50s, it'll be difficult to see temperatures climb that quickly this morning thanks to the thicker cloud cover, and we'll be stuck in the 50s and 60s for a while through lunchtime. Then the sun will gradually come back as that trough of low pressure pivots out of the region, and with more sunshine mid to late afternoon, temperatures should pop into the upper 60s and lower 70s. We'll continue our clearing trend into the night tonight as that high pressure center reestablishes itself both at the surface and aloft, and with a clear sky, we'll have areas of fog developing and chilly temperatures by sunrise tomorrow, most everyone back into the 40s. This will set us up for a beautiful sunny day for the first day of autumn, and tomorrow's highs will bounce back into the middle 70s. On Thursday and Friday, a couple of minor disturbances will pivot by. This will bring a mix of sun and clouds both days, with highs in the lower to mid 70s. By the weekend, we'll track some energy from the Mid-Atlantic and Appalachian Mountains to our south into the region. So it looks like we'll continue with a mix of sun and clouds Saturday and highs in the upper 60s, and we'll even introduce the small chance of a few showers on Sunday and Monday, especially closer to the coast, with highs again near 70 degrees. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Tropical Storm Ida, located about 965 miles east-northeast of the northern Leeward Islands. Ida has changed direction and is now moving toward the east-southeast near 5 miles per hour. A continued slow eastward or east-southeastward motion is expected today through tomorrow. Maximum sustained winds are near 45 miles per hour with higher gusts. Some fluctuations in strength are possible during the next 48 hours. And a large non-tropical low-pressure system located about 250 miles southeast of Cape Hatteras is producing an area of disorganized showers and thunderstorms, mainly north of the center. Although upper-level winds are expected to be only marginally conducive for development, this system could possibly acquire subtropical characteristics over the next couple of days while it moves slowly westward toward the U.S. mainland. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Golden Rock, St. Kitts and Nevis at 2 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. The last report of hail was at Pelotas, Brazil at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 110 miles visibility under mostly cloudy skies and 43 degrees with a west-southwest wind at 5 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 12 above zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 54 degrees, the dew point 50, 87% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.32 inches, and it is rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 113 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 23 at Kamult, Oregon. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy in the lower 70s, Boston mostly cloudy in the mid-60s, and in Buffalo, mostly sunny skies with highs in the lower 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 67 degrees, the low 47, the average temperature 57, that's 3 degrees below average. No precipitation yesterday for the month now, 3.04 inches, which is 81 hundredths of an inch above normal. And 26.18 inches of precipitation for the year, which is 2.20 inches below normal. There were 8 heating degree days in Albany yesterday. For the month now, 13. That's 57 below average, and 14 for the season, which is 79 heating degree days below average. The average high temperature in Albany today, 70 degrees. The average low, 49. The record high 95 set in 1895, and the record low 31 in 1962. Sunrise this morning was at 6:42 a.m. Sunset this evening, 6:53 p.m. 12 hours and 11 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly cloudy skies today with highs in the mid to upper 60s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower to mid 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy skies with increasing sun late this afternoon and highs in the mid-70s. Clear tonight with lows in the mid-40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloud cover giving way to increasing sunshine later this afternoon and highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Clear tonight with lows back into the mid-40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, clouds giving way to increasing sunshine later today with highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the middle to upper 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Cloud cover giving way to increasing sunshine by late this afternoon and highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Clear and chilly tonight with areas of fog, lows in the middle to upper 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, milder in the mid-70s, a mix of sun and clouds, mid-70s on Thursday. Partly sunny in the lower 70s Friday, upper 60s with a mix of sun and clouds Saturday, and a slight chance of showers, especially closer to the coast on Sunday and Monday, otherwise partly sunny in the upper 60s to around 70 degrees. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.